Strange Adventure.
Pierre Filoff and his friend climbed the narrow path to the top of the hill that overlooked the city of Port Louis. The small village that was the capital of the island of Mauritius was still in shadows and asleep. The sun was almost up when the men reached the hilltop. Pierre was gifted with a strange power that enabled him to see ships many miles beyond the horizon, and he used it now. He glanced at the light clouds in the eastern sky and noted upon them a light reflection that could not have been seen by a normal eye. He turned to his friend.
Jacques, I see a vision mirrored of the clouds there, many ships. I see a war fleet assembled in a harbor, such as that of Rodriguez Island.
Oh, my brother just returned from Ceylon and told me that the British Navy had many ships in Colombo. Do you think they could be on their way here?
It is possible. France is at war with England, and we are a French colony.
Pierre continued to look out over the vast stretches of the Indian Ocean. He was horrified at the next vision.
Jacques, you are right. It is a war fleet, and the ships are flying British flags. I can see them hoisting sails now, and they are setting a course for Port Louis. We must warn the fort.
The men raced down the path toward the city. A few minutes later, Pierre stood breathless in the office of General Duquesne, the governor of the island.
Bon général, I have run all the way from Signal Hill to warn you of great danger. From the hill I saw many British warships.
The general shook his head in disbelief.
You saw them, eh? My patrol boats have come in from as far as the fishing banks, and they have reported no enemy fleet.
But I saw them leave Rodriguez Island less than an hour ago, sailing in this direction.
But Rodriguez is 300 miles away.
But in 2 days the ships will be here. We must warn the people and prepare for battle.
Monsieur Feylov, I have heard that you are one of these men who claim to be able to see ships far at sea. But I have no faith in your power. I don't want you spreading alarming rumors among the natives. We're having enough trouble now keeping them under control. Au revoir.
Pierre left the office, saddened by the general's disbelief, but determined to arouse the patriots of the island. He was addressing a crowd in the marketplace when a patrol sent up by General Duquesne arrested him. He was thrown into prison, still convinced of the vision he had seen and screaming warnings of an enemy attack. 2 days after Pierre Filoff had voiced his warnings to his people and had been arrested for arousing the natives, the British fleet sailed into the harbor and the French garrison surrendered. Poor Pierre Filoff was released from his prison cell by the new masters of Mauritius. The British were so impressed by his strange power that they permitted him to continue his work and even granted him a pension for his services to the crown. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.